Hello there, Dave.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, so thanks again for coming on the air. Really appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
So I was telling listeners that you're involved with communications for the Grand River Conservation Authority, and the GRCA has been applied to by the City of Guelph because I guess it became impossible or likely unlikely for them to be able to finish the culvert construction work they're seeking to do by a certain deadline. And I wonder if you can maybe give listeners an introduction to what this deadline is really all about, why it is in place, and what's kind of going on currently with this.
Okay. Just to give a little bit of background, the GRCA has authority in Ontario, in the watershed, like all conservation authorities, to issue permits for work that takes place in natural areas such as in streams and rivers or in floodplains or on steep slopes along lake shorelines, things like that. So when somebody wants to do some construction in an area like that, they apply to us for a permit, and then we work with the applicant and say, well, here's the conditions under which the permit can be issued, or here are the rules that you need to abide by if you're going to do that work. And if both sides agree, then they get a permit. So that's what's happened here, is that the City of Guelph got a permit from the GRCA earlier this year to undertake this work of building this culvert over the small tributary of Hanlon Creek. So one of the things we do in a permit is we let the applicant know what some of the guidelines are that they should abide by. And in this case, because the Hanlon Creek is a cold water stream, generally speaking, that means that work should not take place in the water between October 1st and June. So that was one of the things that we told the city when they got their permit.
Okay. Can you explain a bit more about what the deal is with the cold water stream and why it's important to not have work between those dates?
The easiest way to explain it is to talk about brook trout. This is a native species of the Grand River watershed, and they like cold water streams, and that's where they live, and that's where they spawn. And the spawning season is usually in the fall, or the spawning season is in the fall. So generally, that deadline, that window we talked about, is there to protect brook trout and other species, cold water species that spawn in the fall. So in this particular case, so that was what we informed the city, that they should not be doing any work in the stream at that time. They can do work on the land around it, but just can't be in the stream. So the city, as you mentioned, found that they couldn't get the work done by the end of September, so they contacted us and said, is there any way to change that window? And so in order for that to happen, we need to do some site work, which means going out and looking to see whether this is an area that is suitable for spawning for brook trout, and whether they would even use it for spawning. So that's some site work that would need to be done.
So you're saying that mainly the deadline has to deal with certain fish who survive in cold water streams, primarily the brook trout? Yeah. Is that the only fish that would be dependent on this deadline?
Well, generally speaking, if you take care of the brook trout, if there are any other cold water species in the area, it would benefit them as well.
Okay. So what, I guess, where are things at with that surveying, or how often do you entertain a permit extension like this anyways? And what do you think about that?
Well, it doesn't happen too often. But in this case, what the next steps will be is that our staff will meet on the site. They'll go out to the site and they'll look whether the conditions exist that would allow brook trout to spawn in that area. So it's a, sort of a scientific investigation. If the water temperature conditions are right, if the stream conditions are right, that brook trout could spawn there. So it's a fairly straightforward question of science. Then after that, once we've sort of determined the science foundation of it, then our planners would look at that information and come to some sort of conclusion about an extension.
I've been speaking with some people who've been involved with wetland restoration and different kinds of stuff involving waterways, and they are under the impression from their studies that extensions are very rarely granted. And someone was speaking with the Environmental Commissioner of Ontario, Gord Miller, and he was kind of surprised that extensions would even be considered. But what do you think would determine whether or not an extension would be granted or not?
Well, it would depend on the science. So it would
Yeah.
depend on what we found there. Is this an area that is suitable for brook trout spawning? And there's a couple of things that need to be in place for brook trout to want to spawn there. First of all, the water has to be cold enough that they like to be there. And the second thing is whether brook trout like to spawn where there's an upwelling of groundwater into the stream. So if you think about a spring that's under the base of the stream and water comes up from the groundwater up into the spring or into the stream, we call that an upwelling. So that's where brook trout like to spawn. So it's pretty straightforward to go out and see whether there are any upwellings in the area that the brook trout might want to use.
Okay. And I understand some the city's affidavits in court said that the deadline for them was September 15th, but then now in the papers it's been saying it was originally September 30th. Can you clear that up at all?
Yeah, it's from our perspective, it's always the guidance or, you know, the guidance we gave to the city has always been September 30th.
Okay.
That was in a report that went to our board back in May.
Okay. And another thing some people have been wondering about is if it is, in fact, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans that has delegated responsibility to municipal or to regional authorities like the GRCA. Does the DFO have any role in this at all?
Generally speaking, we do implement the DFO regulations, the Department of Fisheries regulations around this kind of thing. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we've done for a while and we'll, you know, continue to do in this case. But when it comes to those windows that I discussed, you know, this sort of the October 1st window, that's a Ministry of Natural Resources for Ontario guideline. So, you know, DFO is really not involved in this to the same extent as the GRCA is. And then, you know, we are following the guidelines laid down by the ministry.
Okay, so does the MNR also have any kind of role to play in whether or not an extension would be granted? Or?
No, that's something that would be in our hands because we're the agency that grants those permits.
Yeah. I see. Can you also explain maybe a bit for listeners what kind of disruption there would be to this creek? Like, I think we've been talking about this culvert, but maybe just people know what they're looking at when they think about this in their minds. There's a culvert plan to go across a creek. Can you explain what that would include as far as how it would disrupt this fish habitat or potential fish habitat?
Basically, there would be a time in the construction process where the water that's in the creek might be rerouted temporarily down a new channel or to allow work to go on in one place while the work, you sort of reroute the water for a while to one side while you're doing work in the old stream channel. And then when the work's done, you restore the original stream channel. And in this case, even though it's proper to call it a culvert, most people think of a culvert as sort of a tube that goes under a driveway or something like that. Really, it'd be better to call it a bridge in a sense, because the stream will be about a meter wide, but it's going to have several meters worth of space underneath this bridge in order to carve its channel and be a natural water course underneath the bridge as opposed to being a piped going under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another question I was wondering is how long past October 1st would an extension be granted, or what kind of mitigation measures are people looking at, even if it was allowed? Like, is it a thing that could happen all year round or just for another few weeks or something like that? Or what?
That's
kind of
something that the science will determine. Mm-hmm. So when our people go out and have a look, that's something that they would keep, and that's the question they would answer based on what the science told us, what their examination of the site told us.
Okay, and another thing I was wondering...
Just to clarify, work can take place on the land, that's a different issue. But we're talking here specifically about work in the water.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only work that's currently contracted for the city to do is dealing directly with the waterway anyway, so I'm not sure there'll be any work anyways for now.
So, it also depends on how they stage their work, how the contractor and the city agree that, the work will be done, what order the work will be done on, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I was wondering through research into this is about the HADD, the harmful alteration, disruption, or destruction of fish habitat. Would the draining of this area to allow construction of this culvert or the bridge, would that result in an HADD ahead, or how does that get determined?
That's the kind of process that was... That's the question that was answered through the process that led up to the granting of the permit.
Mm-hmm.
So they would look at what kind of, you know, as they went through the various environmental studies and examined the permit application and so on, that's the question they would have answered. So the answer is that, you know, with the mitigation work that's being done, with the way the project is supposed to unfold, they answered that question as to whether there's a harmful effect to the fishery.
I see. I guess one last question, I guess, to end on. Where are things, like, has the GRC staff been out on the land yet or not, or where is that currently?
They haven't, but they've made arrangements to meet out there.
Okay. Anything else you think members of the public should know if they're kind of watching this progress in the papers or anything like that?
No, I think that'll take care of it.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Dave.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.